On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Giants... we're in a position where a week ago you're trying to figure out, well, how in the world is this team going to have any money to go and upgrade their needs? And it just goes to show you, when there is a will, there is a way when it comes to the salary cap. The Giants are in a position where, look, they got to start winning some games. They have not been good enough in Dave Gettleman's tenure. They have been a losing franchise for the better part of, what, 7 of the last 8 years? Since the 2 Eli Manning, Tom Coughlin Super Bowls. And I get it. The Giants, those 2 runs, they are worth it and then some. To basically have to suffer a decade of bad football. I know I take it from a Dolphins standpoint. I know I take it from a Knicks standpoint. Absolutely. But that is, in reality, what you have gotten. A whole lot of bad football since. The Giants made some strides in the right direction last year. The defense was a lot better. The Martinez and Bradbury signings were very good. Leonard Williams played really well. But the offense was not dynamic enough. There's a piece or two clearly missing. And you said, all right, what can this team do to get on a playoff-like level? And I know I came on here a week ago telling you, I think the Washington football team at this point in time is a better team than the Giants. And that the Giants needed to be proactive in getting better. To their credit, though, over the last 48 to 72 hours, the Giants look like, feel like a better football team. And it started over the weekend when they gave Kenny Golladay a boatload of money and rewarded him in being the number one receiver on this football team, which is a role he will fill admirably if he finds a way to play. That has always been my question with Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay is a big boy. He can go up and get it. He had some terrific years with the Detroit Lions. Good player. Really good player. 4 years, $72 million contract. $40 million guaranteed. Great contract in the sense of they got their guy. Great contract for the player. We'll see if it ends up being a great contract for the team. But sometimes in free agency, as you know, got to overpay a little bit. And for the Giants, with where they're at right now, they need this quarterback desperately to make a major step forward in his third season. Because unless you are the biggest Daniel Jones apologist on the planet, you can't love what you saw from the quarterback in his second year. He was not great. He was skittish. The turnovers at the beginning of the year were a major problem. Second half of the year, it felt like he was a guy trying to avoid making the big mistake and just didn't wow you. Yeah, I know he lost his mobility at the end of the year, and I understand that was a problem, but you want Jones to have every last chance and every last opportunity to go remind you why he was top pick in the draft and why the Giants hitched their wagon to the quarterback out of Duke, thinking that he could, at some point, be a worthy successor and a star in taking the reins from Eli Manning. The best way in trying to figure out one way or another, if indeed you have your guy, it's to surround him with talent. And last year, one of the arguments you could absolutely make in the defense of Daniel Jones the weapons around him. Could say, he didn't have this, or he didn't have that. Well, he got himself a number one receiver. Folks, no beating around the bush. Kenny Golladay is a number one wide receiver. He should make this offense a lot better. You assume the Giants will add another playmaker in the draft. Now, I don't know if that's going to be the playmaker you want. I don't know if it's going to be Pitts. My bet is he's going to be gone. I don't know if that's going to be Devontae Smith, who, you know, everybody now is talking about his weight. I feel like Devontae Smith and I have a whole lot in common, except he's a lot faster and he's a lot more dynamic on the field than I would ever be. But, you know, everybody's asking about Devontae Smith. Oh, you're skinny, you're this, you're that. Well, join the club. I know the feeling. Trust me on that. I know the feeling. But you figure they're going to get one of those guys. So it would be very simple. If I'm running the team, Daniel Jones has to play well next year. And it can't be like, oh, we're not sure we have our quarterback, or, you know, wishy-washy on, he might be our guy, he might not be our guy. You got to know. Point blank. Is this my quarterback? Is he going to be the player we're moving forward with at the most important position on the field? Got to know that. Right now, the Giants do not. Signing Golladay, one of five players since 85, 20-plus receiving touchdowns, 65-plus receiving yardage, 16.5 yards per reception in his first 4 years. Guy could play. He will immediately come in and be the number one receiver on this team. Just hope you get more than, you know, 12 games out of him. Daniel Jones got to have that chemistry right out of the gate. Didn't stop there for the Giants, though. Now, on the other side of the ball, one of the major critiques of the defense last year was that they needed a corner on the other side of James Bradbury. Remember the whole DeAndre Baker debacle? Couldn't really solve that riddle throughout most of the year. And they ended up making a move that should help them in getting Adoree Jackson from the Tennessee Titans, who was released after 4 years with the team. Jackson is a good number two cornerback. Now, Jackson is not going to remind you of James Bradbury. James Bradbury is a better player. But he's a guy who's been on the field, with the exception of last year, where we missed a lot of time. Eighth best cornerback out of 115 in 2019, according to Pro Football Focus. You don't hate that. 27 out of 112 corners in 2018. I see stuff like that, and you know what it tells me, and you know what it kind of says to me? I'm getting a guy who has high-end ability, and maybe I'm getting an opportunity to buy low on that particular player. That's free agency, so you're going to have to overpay. I think Adoree Jackson would have got even more money in this, assuming he was a free agent last year. 3 years at $39 million, $26.5 million guaranteed. Giants spent a whole lot of money on his team on a bunch of different positions. You think about their complexion. They spent a ton of money on Bradberry, all things considered. I know the cap's going up. Dory Jackson, same deal. Leonard Williams, even though they got a cap saving, he's making a good amount of money. Galladay's getting paid. And at some point, your running back's going to get paid. Got to figure out what the deal is going to be with Saquon Barkley. You got to figure out, is this somebody at his particular position that we want to move forward with, that we want to build with, on and on we go. We all like Saquon as a kid. We know he's a terrific talent. Do I know if I want Saquon Barkley on the Giants in 2 years? I can't say that. With certainty? I can't. Because I have no idea how he's going to play. I have no idea how he's going to look. And throw in the fact that his position, in many ways, is a dime a dozen position. These are the questions the Giants will have to answer in the long term. In the short term, it is obvious. They are a better football team with Adoree Jackson and with Kenny Galladay. Why? Because two of their biggest needs in this offseason were what? Wide receiver, second corner. They addressed them, arguably, in the best way they possibly could. Galladay and Jackson? Pretty darn close. Now it's time to take a step forward as a team. Now it's time for you to get to a point where you're not 6-10 and pounding your chest and feeling good about it. Because if I hear any of that from the Giant fan next year, I'm going to have a really hard time with it. And I'm going to take you all to task, even if I'm not sitting in this chair and I'm somewhere else. I will be taking you to task on that. There's no pounding you a chest for that sort of year. I'm sorry, there's just not. No ifs, no ends, no buts. Go have a winning year. Time for the quarterback to grow. Time for the Giants to win. Don't give me excuses. I don't want to hear the apologists. Go win. Because they haven't done enough of that over the last 7 or 8 years. Yeah. It's a high bar. Sooner or later, folks, I don't care how appreciative you are of the Eli Manning, Tom Coughlin era. And you should be. It's a great run of Giant football. But at the end of the day, that goodwill doesn't last forever. You get antsy. And you know what? You're allowed to get angry. You're allowed to get ticked off. It's your team. You root for them. And you know what? You got a high standard. Because if you're a Giant fan of a certain age, you've seen your fair share of winning. Whole lot of it. Last 7 or 8 years, you have not. You want to get back to those winning ways. Daniel Jones, quarterback, to do it for you? It's going to be a lot easier to judge, I think, this year. I'm looking at a team that's got Galladay. Let's say they take Waddle, Ingram, and Kyle Rudolph. Plus Darius Slayton, plus Sterling Shepard, and Saquon Barkley in the backfield. Well, now you stink. I don't want to hear the excuses because you got players around you. By the end of this year, you have got to know if you're the New York Giants. Do I have my quarterback or not? Case closed. Do I have my quarterback or not? Some would say after 3 years, not enough time. It's not fair. Not the way the modern day NFL works, folks. The Giants have pushed their chips into the middle of the table. They want to be a winner this year. Good. Long overdue. Now go play like a winner. Go give me a winning record. Go get back to the postseason. You don't have the Kansas City Chiefs in your division. You don't have Brady and the Buccaneers in your division. Dallas and Washington are beatable football teams. Might be better in the pecking order right now than the Giants, but it's close. Because all these teams have their warts, have their flaws, have their problems. You're a better team than you are on Friday. Golladay and Adoree Jackson will do that to you. You're a better football team. Now let's see how much better your quarterback's going to be.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.